This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We come now to the final couplet in my reflections on what I've come to know about my Savior, Jesus Christ. He is universal in his appeal, but exclusive in his relationships. He came to his own, but they didn't receive him. This opened the door to anyone who would call out to him and come to him by faith. Everyone who comes to him, he will not turn away. God loved the world, that is, everyone in the world. Jesus said that if he were lifted up, he would draw everyone to himself. God wants everyone to be saved. He died for the sins of the whole world. The provision has the potential to reach everyone in the whole world, but he requires that you respond to his appeal. All who genuinely come to him, he receives. They enter into an exclusive relationship in which he is not ashamed to be called their brother. Peter says in 1 Peter 1, 3 and 4, that the key to releasing divine power to give you generously everything you need for life and godliness is by getting to know experientially the one who called you by his own glory and goodness. The same is true for receiving personally the very great and precious promises, so that you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world. Remember, the key is focusing on knowing experientially our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Dr. Wiest put it this way, "It was the attracting power of our Lord's beautiful life that worked effectively in the act of God calling us unto salvation." Don't limit your focus on the power and the promises given. Focus on the giver of all you need to live in a Christ-like way.